Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that cures fine castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guest, lovely Loretta Young, with Jimmy Cash, the Swantet, Felix Mills, and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. But before we visit the Burns's, let's look in for a moment on a dramatic scene taking place in the office of a Hollywood attorney. Consulting the attorney is a very excited and beautiful client, Miss Loretta Young.
This is preposterous. It's ridiculous. There isn't one word of truth in this entire magazine article.
Why, of course there isn't. Now, calm yourself, Miss Young.
Calm myself? Just listen to this drivel. Sensational, daring, exposé. The Secret Love of Loretta Young by Gracie Allen.
Well, that's fantastic.
Fantastic is hardly the word for it. Listen to this. Who is the mysterious Mr. X who holds the key to Loretta Young's heart? Does her son, Robert Young, know about this?
Why, that's positively weird. Tell me, did Miss Allen say where she got her information?
No. Undoubtedly, she got it straight from her head.
She couldn't have picked a more unreliable source. Now, does she name the man who's supposed to be your secret love?
No, but she described him. He appears to be a combination of Gary Cooper, Noel Coward, J.P. Morgan, and the Green Hornet.
Have you ever met such a man?
No. You don't happen to know where I could, do you?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid not. Now, don't worry, Miss Young. We'll take legal action immediately.
Well, I'll leave that to you. And meanwhile, I'm going over and demand an explanation from Gracie. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day. Oh, Northrop.
Yes, Miss Reagan.
Gracie Allen's married to a character named George Burns, isn't she?
Oh, yes, sir.
They probably cooked this up together. File suit immediately against Mr. and Mrs. George Burns for $50,000.
Oh, George, I have a wonderful surprise for you.
Really?
Yes, no more worries about money.
What do you mean?
Well, little Gracie has written a magazine article that's going to fix our finances permanently.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's the least I can do, sweetheart. The way you work and slave at that old office is just making you a wreck, and I want to help.
Well, thanks, dear. How long have you been writing magazine articles?
Oh, quite a while, but I didn't want to say anything until I had one published.
Well, the others were rejected, huh?
Yes, and I can't understand it. Well, they were wonderful articles about movie stars. My first one was called Charles Boyer's Eyes. Are they his own?
Can't see why they rejected that.
And then I wrote a perfectly marvelous piece called Is There As Much Inside of Charles Lawton As There Is Outside?
Fascinating stuff.
Oh, yes. And then I wrote one that'll just set everybody's tongue wagging. It's called Theda Barra Says She's Through With Pictures.
Theda is going to quit, huh? Imagine.
Oh, I do a lot of research on these stories. Now, take this one. It's called Gary Cooper. Is he?
Is he what?
Well, I haven't finished my research yet.
What magazine did you submit the stuff to?
Oh, it's a wonderful publication. It gives you the real inside information in a high-class way.
Like, look, pick, click?
Dirt.
Dirt? You mean that horrible gossip magazine?
George, is that a nice way to talk about the magazine that's going to make us rich? Look, here's the latest issue. See what it says on the cover?
Sensational, daring expose, The Secret Love of Loretta Young by Gracie Allen. Say, you really came through.
Well, thanks, darling. And, George, I won't let my fame come between us. I'll still be a housewife no matter how many literary organizations beg me to join them.
Are they after you already?
Oh, sure. Just yesterday I got a letter asking me if I'd like to be a member of the Book of the Month Club.
Yeah, you're my little celebrity.
And when I first wrote this story, Dirt turned it down. I have no style.
No.
No. For instance, I wrote, every morning Loretta Young gets out of bed, walks downstairs, and eats the grapefruit.
But you changed that.
Mm-hmm. Now it reads, every morning luscious Loretta Young gets out of bed with a cry of ecstasy, walks downstairs in a sweater, and passionately eats the grapefruit.
Didn't take you long to get the hang of it. The title is pretty snappy, too. The Secret Love of Loretta Young.
Yeah, isn't it? I wonder if she really has one.
What?
I wonder if she has a secret love. I doubt it.
Wait a minute. She must have a secret love. You wrote that in your article.
But you don't believe everything you read, do you?
Gracie, if there's no truth in this thing, why did you write it?
Well, there's never been any scandal about poor Loretta, so I thought I'd give her a break.
Murder, you can't do that, Gracie.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
What's Gracie done now?
Look at this magazine.
Okay. The Secret Love of Loretta Young by Gracie Allen. Oh, say, Gracie, if you want these kind of stories, I'm your man.
Oh, really?
Now, Bill, she's done enough.
Why, I can tell you the secret love of almost every woman in town. I've seen this bird in plenty of women's homes, married and single.
Well, who is it?
Swan.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Well, George, just remember that Swan's not only great for a woman's bath and for her hands and face, but it's great for bathing the baby and perfect for dishes and light laundry. Swan's the new white floating soap. There's 4 swell soaps in 1, a great wartime buy.
Look, Bill, we'll be in plenty of trouble if Loretta Young reads this article. Maybe you can help us. Do you know Loretta?
Well, no, but you know how I handle women, George. Why, gosh, I could flatter her right out of being mad.
You think so?
Well, easy. I'll go to her and say, Loretta, Loretta, darling, you're beautiful. You have a face like a dishpan full of swine dust.
What? Say that.
Well, George's nothing looks better to a woman than a dishpan full of swan suds. She knows that those long-lasting swan suds will help make short work out of washing the dishes. And she knows that swan is so mild and gentle, you don't have to worry about rough dishpanny hands.
Never mind, Bill. We'll handle this thing ourselves.
Come in.
Mrs. Fiennes?
Yes?
Who was that?
Aha! Look at this. I'm not the only one who thinks my magazine article will make us rich. Some smart lawyers think so, too.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't sue poor people for $50,000.
Oh, no.
A new popular ballad by our young tenor, Jimmy Cash. Little did I know, James.
Little did I know when I met you, I would learn to worship you so. Thought I'd kiss and then forget you. Little did I know. Little did I dream your caresses meant more than a passing hello. Now my foolish heart confesses, little did I know. April in the moonlight, the thrill of a June night, those bicycle rides with you. Christmas and Thanksgiving, the rapture of living, were things that I never knew. You were like a star far above me. I was just a dreamer below.
$50,000 were being sued for. And all because you made up a story about Loretta Young's secret love.
Well, I was only trying to help, George.
Hitler should have that kind of help. $50,000. Who's got that kind of money?
Well, I expect to earn quite a bit with my new article. It's called Is Jane Russell a man in disguise?
Burn it and scatter the ashes. And furthermore,
what's the matter?
Here comes Loretta Young up the walk. Goodbye.
Oh, George, don't leave me alone with her. I'm afraid.
Sorry, baby. You got yourself into this. Get yourself out. I'm going to see a lawyer. Goodbye.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, you want to see Gracie? Well, she's gone to Australia to entertain the Aleutians.
Now, it's no use. I know you.
Oh, you know me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, come in, Loretta. I'm awfully glad to see you.
Yes, I guess that. I came to talk to you about that story.
That story?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You mean that story about the moron who moved to the city because he heard the country was at war. Oh, yes. Cute, isn't it? George says that no one can do those moron things like me.
I agree 100%. But, Gracie, the story I'm talking about is The Secret Love of Loretta Young. Do you realize how much damage a story like that can do? Why, it's simply outrageous.
Oh, my, you're pretty.
This can involve me in all sorts of trouble. My studio's going to be furious.
Oh, I'd give $1 million for that complexion.
I've never been so upset, so angry in my whole life.
I wonder how you keep it so pretty.
Well, I start with a foundation cream and work it in.
Yes.
And then I pat on a little...
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. I've been tricked. Honestly, Gracie, a story like that, well, it could only be excused if it were written by a crazy person.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, it was.
You mean you admit it was written by a crazy person?
Mm-hmm. George.
George?
Yes. His old trouble is coming back again.
But the article is signed by you.
That's his old trouble. He thinks he's other people.
Gracie, do you want me to believe that your husband is a lunatic?
It would help a lot if you did.
Well, George always looked all right to me. And mentally, of course.
Oh, you can't go by appearances, Loretta. Think of George as a chocolate.
A chocolate?
Yes. You can't tell by looking at him whether inside he's plain or not.
Oh, dear. I wish you hadn't said that. Now, I'll never be able to bite into a chocolate without wondering if its name is George.
Oh, you're not taking me seriously, are you?
No, Gracie, I'm not. Why should he write such a story and sign your name?
Well, he thought it was me. You see, when George has these spells, he thinks he's all kinds of people. Well, one day, he took away the key to my trunk and hid my suitcases, and he said, "You're staying home for a change."
Who did he think he was?
President Roosevelt.
Now, Gracie, you're putting up a very good fight. But I still think George is sane. I'm afraid you'll both have to face the music.
Music?
Mm.
Oh, now you really hit on his crazy spot.
What do you mean?
Well, he thinks he's a musician. Last week he thought he was Harry James.
Oh, poor Betty Grable.
Oh, he's really crazy when it comes to music, especially singing. He thinks he's Bing Crosby and Nelson Eddy put together.
That's an odd combination.
You're telling me. Why, every night he sets a trap for the stork and baits it with shortening bread.
I'm sorry, Gracie, but I don't believe any of this.
Well, I can prove it to you. Oh, look, here comes George now. You just ask him if he doesn't think he's a great singer.
All right, I will.
Well, Gracie, I talked to our... Oh, you're still here, Miss Young.
Yes. I want to talk to you, Mr. Burns.
About the lawsuit?
Well, I'd like to clear up something else first. Do you think you're a great singer?
Well, I wouldn't say great. I'd say, I guess great is the word. Would you like to hear me sing?
Yes, I certainly would.
Well, this is the hot lick that has Crosby worried to death. Like Jackie Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere and I don't care. Well?
And to think I doubted you, Gracie.
Huh?
Believe me, you have my deepest sympathy.
Oh, see here, Miss.
Now, don't you come near me. You stay right where you are.
I won't bite you.
How do I know you won't? You might think you're a steam shovel and I'm a pile of sand.
You're kind of a screwball, aren't you?
Please don't say that. I've always heard that one can recognize another.
What's going on around
here? Oh, now, George, calm down. Remember your old trouble.
How can I forget you?
A lawyer
Sarah says we haven't got a leg to stand on. In the first place, you didn't type the story. It's in your own handwriting.
Wait a minute. It's in her handwriting?
Well, sure.
Then she must have written it.
No, no, Herbert Hoover wrote it.
Oh, then you see? Now he thinks he's a G-man.
Gracie, let's not play any more games. Mr. Burns, I'm sorry. I owe you an apology.
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, tell me what for.
Well, I'll let your wife explain that. Goodbye, Gracie. I'll see you in court.
What's going on around here? In another minute, I'll be a raving maniac.
Oh, darn it. 2 minutes sooner and we would have saved $50,000.
Time for Felix Mills' orchestra, and tonight with the Quintet, a colorful salute to our valiant Marines.
Over the sea, let's go, men. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. Nobody knows where or when. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. It may be a time when we're on Japan. We got a job we must do, and we will not come back until we're through. We're shoving right off along to you.
Remember, Gracie, room 202 Arcade Building. We're gonna meet the attorneys there at 5 o'clock and try to settle out of court.
Yes, dear.
Even then, we'll have to pay Loretta Young plenty.
But that doesn't seem fair. I'm an honest person, and I made an honest mistake. Isn't there some way I can cheat her out of the money?
Gracie, there's only one thing could save us. If Loretta Young really had a secret lover.
You mean if a secret lover actually showed up, she couldn't sue us?
Hiya, folks.
Well, Bill, sit right down. How nice to see you.
Well, I'm going to stop off at the cigar store. See you at 5, Gracie.
Oh, Bill, have I got a surprise.
Yeah?
What would you do if I told you that a beautiful, glamorous movie star was secretly in love with you?
Oh, I just laugh and believe it.
Oh, I knew you would. It's Loretta Young.
Well, gee, you mean I'm the guy you wrote about in that article?
Sure. Loretta Young's mad about you. She's crazy about you.
I knew this would happen if I didn't stop washing my face with Swan. Swan is just so doggone wonderful, it made me even more irresistible than I used to be.
Oh, Bill, you're too modest.
Oh, well, Swan's not only great for washing your hands and face, but just the soap for bathing the baby. And it's great for dishes or light laundry. Swan is 4 12 soaps in one.
You know what Loretta likes about you, Bill?
What?
Your dimples.
Oh. My dimples aren't so much.
They're adorable when you smile.
Oh, you don't say. Well, I must smile more often. Let's see now.
Doctors recommend Swan, the new white floating soap for baby to baby. It's mild as fine Castile. It's so mild it's kind even to a little baby standard. Hey, do they show, Gracie?
Oh, yeah.
Good. And this Swan is so mild. Well, it's just well for your hands and face, your complexion.
Oh, Bill, whatever you do, stay away from Loretta Young. She's so crazy about you that if she sees you, she'll grab you and kiss you and hug you and squeeze you. And you wouldn't want that to happen.
Oh, no, she might break the bar of Swan in my pocket.
Sure.
Well, on the second thought, it wouldn't be bad.
No?
No, then I could put half in the kitchen and half in the bathroom. Swan breaks in two, you know, so you can use half of your hands to face tub or shower and half for your dishes and light laundry.
Well, Bill, please remember to stay away from Loretta. She'll be in the arcade building at 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, I won't go near her, Gracie. What room should I stay away from?
202.
202. Well, I'll go straight home. I don't want any movie stars kissing me.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello, Stanley. Give me three of my regular cigars.
Yes, sir. Perfecto Royale. I'll get them out of the safe.
You keep them in the safe?
Oh, yes, I have to. If I don't, they smell up the whole place. I hear you have three cigars.
Here's your nickel.
Thank you. You seem depressed today, Mr. Burns. Trouble at home?
You said it. On account of my wife's latest brainstorm, I'm being sued for $50,000.
$50,000? My, my, that's a lot of Perfecto Royale.
Oh, yeah.
Greetings, Stanley. She's I, Bolingbroke.
Hmm.
What? Hello, friend Burns.
Hello, Cueball.
Mr. Burns isn't feeling well, Cueball. He's being sued for $50,000.
It's a paltry sum. Why, when I was the idol of the American stage, I spent that much annually on cigars alone.
Hmm. Oh, sure.
And speaking of cigars, when you have had your fill of that one, may I toy with the butt, please?
Cueball, don't bother me. Say, Baldy, I just had an idea. How would you like to make some money?
With a minimum of effort.
I'll give you $5 to pose as Loretta Young's secret lover.
What? You wish me to lie, to deceive, to utter crass falsehood about an innocent damosel? I, Bolingbroke, a man of honor? Not for 1 cent less than $7.
I'll give you $5. All you have to do is come to the arcade building, room 202, at 5 o'clock and do your stuff.
$7 and not a cent less.
$5 and not a cent more.
Sir, it is not my custom to quibble over pennies. $6.75.
Now, look, Bolingbroke. Just because you have me over a barrel...
I do have you over a barrel, don't I? Farewell, Burns.
Hey, Cueball, wait.
Oh, poor, poor Mr. Burns. Such a nice man. And if he goes broke, I'll be stuck with all those horrible cigars. Hmm. The arcade building, room 202.
Oh, hello, Loretta. Is your lawyer in?
Yes. He's in the next office drawing up some papers. I'm glad you decided to settle out of court, Gracie.
Well, I've changed my mind about that, Loretta. You see, I know that when I get on the stand in front of that jury, Oh, by the way, would you lift your skirt just a little?
My skirt? Oh, you mean like this?
Yes. Now, your legs are pretty, too. This is going to be an awfully close case.
No, you haven't got a chance, Gracie. I have no secret lover.
One never knows, does one? Have you the time?
Yes, it's 5 o'clock.
Well, here I am, Loretta, dimples and all.
I beg your pardon?
Well, don't just stare at me like that, Loretta. Come on, grab me in your arms.
Just who are you?
Oh, as if you didn't know. I'm your secret lover, lover.
What?
One never knows, does one?
There must be some mistake.
Oh, there's no mistake. Can't stick a finger in one of my dimples?
Loretta, there goes your case.
Now, look here.
Just a moment. Miss Young, take a look at this man I brought with me.
Well, who is he?
I, madam. And your secret lover.
My what?
I, madam. Am your secret lover.
My Loretta, Loretta. You've been a busy little girl, haven't you?
Well, now, I suppose that...
How do you do, Miss Young?
Who are you?
Your secret lover.
My gracious, the place is just crawling with them.
Now, little man, you turn right around and march out that door. And take that hand master with you.
Yes, ma'am.
You can go, too, Dimples.
Come on, lovers.
Now, suppose we discuss this lawsuit sensibly. Now that my love parade has passed.
All right. Guess I may as well tell the truth.
Yes, it's about time.
Yeah. Your real secret lover is George Burns.
Gracious,
well, what's so funny? George would be a wonderful secret lover.
Oh,
yes, he would.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Break this up. What's so funny about it? Gee, you think I...
Sorry, I just can't stay mad at you. I'm ready to call this whole thing off if you are.
You mean it, Loretta?
Yes, I do. Now, Gracie, you'll just print a retraction in the next issue of the magazine. We'll forget all about it.
Oh, well, I'll be glad to print a retraction, Loretta. In fact, I'll write a new article denying that you have a secret lover.
Good.
I've got a wonderful title for it.
What?
Nobody Loves Loretta Young.
Oh.
Well, George and Gracie will be right back. And meanwhile, I want to remind you that it's our patriotic duty not to waste soap. Now, you know, we have all the soap we need here in America, but we haven't any to waste. So just take it easy. For instance, when you're taking a bath or washing your hands and face with Swan, don't leave the bar of Swan in the tub or wash basin. Just use that Swan long enough to work up a swell lather. That'll only take a few seconds. And the same goes when you're doing dishes or light laundry. Swish the Swan around in the dishpan a couple of times until you have all the suds you want. Then put the Swan back in the soap dish. And look, you better be sure the soap dish is dry, because a wet soap dish will help dissolve and waste any soap. Well, that's about all. I just wanted to remind you, because the government wants not to waste soap. Well, here they are again, George and his ever-loving Mrs. Gracie.
Honestly, Gracie, the messes you get me in, I just...
Well, I can't help it, George. We French, we're so excitable, so passionate.
You're French?
Oh, la la.
What's this all about, anyway?
Well, George, don't you know who's going to be on our program next week? Charles Boyer.
Oh, that's why you're French?
Trey, of course.
Our guest tonight, Miss Loretta Young, is currently working in the Paramount picture Now Tomorrow. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune into your Columbia station again next week, same time, when we'll have as our guest Charles Boyer. The following week, Ida Lupino. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS, next Tuesday night. And now, till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I swan, how about you? Good night.